Good health to all from Rexall. Yes, it's Sunday, time for the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and your Rexall family druggist.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist taking a little time from behind the prescription counter this Sunday evening to speak for all 10,000 of us, the 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You can always tell us by the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. They range all the way from aspirin to penicillin, and they're as fine and pure and dependable as science can make them. We independent druggists recommend them to our customers because we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Two days ago, Phil received a notice to appear for jury duty. Fully realizing the responsibility of jury service, Phil's reaction when he first opened the letter was that of the average civic-minded citizen.
I ain't gonna go!
But the next day, after Alice pointed out that it's un-American to say he wasn't going to go, Phil changed his tone.
How can I get out of it?
However, he was unable to think of a way out, and today at 2 o'clock he has to appear at City Hall to see if he can qualify. Alice and the children are waiting for him to come downstairs.
Well, Phyllis, I guess Daddy will have to go today, unless he can think of another excuse.
What's left? He's gone through everyone in the book.
Now, girls, your daddy was only joking with all those excuses. He really wants to serve. He wouldn't try to get out of
going. Hiya, kids. Oh, good morning, Alice.
Oh, good morning, Phil. I was just telling the children that... Phil, what are you doing on crutches?
I got good news, honey. I broke my leg.
Oh, now you broke your leg. Where did you break it?
Right in the back of the knee. See the way it bends in the middle?
Oh, Daddy, you're slipping. 2 days to think of an alibi, and you come up with a cornpone like that.
Well, at least it's better than the excuse he dreamed up yesterday.
Which one?
Number 18. The one in which you wanted me to shave all my hair off so you could tell him your wife just blew her top.
I didn't say that.
Oh, Phil, why are you trying so hard to get out of jury duty? A lot of men would welcome the chance to serve.
Yeah, well, if that's true, maybe I could hire one of them to take my place. There must be somebody who'd do it for money. Somebody who'd be...
Good morning, Philip.
Well, if it ain't Willie, show me $3 and I'll sell out my own grandmother, Faye. Hey, Willie, I got a proposition for you. How would you like to be Phil Harris for a day?
Ooh, what a revolting...
How do you like that? I give the guy a chance at heaven and he turns it down. You better think that over, Clyde.
I don't want to be Phil Harris. I've been William Fay all my life and I like it.
Only because you were born that way and you don't know any better. Forget it, Willie. You couldn't be me anyway. There is only one Phil Harris and that's I.
What did my sister ever do to deserve you?
I don't know, but she must have led a very clean life. She was just a fortunate gal to have gotten the pride of the South.
Well, lucky little old me is just the luckiest little old thing that ever did live, sure enough.
All right.
Well, shut my mouth, mint my julep, and yuck, yuck, yuck.
Are you finished, Aunt Jemima? Getting back to you, William. You know, it ain't easy to be a Phil Harris.
If you're looking for sympathy, you've come to the wrong person.
I didn't mean it that way.
Philip, why do you want me to pretend I'm you?
Oh, ignore him, Willie. He's just trying to get out of jury duty. He's trying to find someone to go in his place.
Philip, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's a despicable thing to do. You're completely incorrigible, and it's about time somebody pounded some sense into you, and I'm...
Oh, stop slapping my wrist. Get lost, will you?
Yeah, very well, but I think you are a cad. If you were any kind of a citizen, you wouldn't shirk your duty. Goodbye.
One of these days, I'm going to do his ditty. Can't understand it. How could Rexall keep a guy like that working for him and fire Remley?
Oh, Phil, leave Willie alone. He may have his peculiarities, but at least he has ability. Why, if he ever lost his job, he wouldn't have to go around from door to door selling shoelaces like Frankie did last week.
Oh, doll. Remley was only kidding. He wasn't really selling shoelaces. After all, it takes more than 1 week to get a good job. Frankie was looking around, being particular. I guarantee by now the guy has a fine position. I'll get it. Fresh fish! Frankie, drop that tired halibut and come in here. Haven't you found a job yet?
I got a job. I'm selling fish.
Oh, Frankie. What kind of a job is that, going from door to door selling fish?
How do you like that? Just because he married into money, he becomes a snob. Now, do you want to buy some fish or don't you?
All right, all right. If it'll help you out, I'll buy the fish you're holding.
Oh, I can't sell you this one. This is a sample.
A sample fish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't happen to have a catalog of your new spring line. Look, are you going to sell me that fish you got or aren't you?
No, I can't, Curly. Been carrying him around for 5 days now, and he's sort of become a pet. I couldn't bear to part with little Tomaine.
Now, look, Remley, I'm not going to stand here and listen to all of this kind of
talk. I wish you wouldn't raise your voice. You'll wake my fish up. Besides, in my weakened condition, your shouting grates on my nerves.
All right, wait a minute. What are you weak from? I gave you money yesterday for food. You ate, didn't you?
Well, it's this way, Curly. As I left my room to eat, the landlady was standing there barring my way. She stuck her arm out and demanded the rent. Well, it was a question of eating or paying the landlady.
Which did you do?
Both.
Both?
Her arm was delicious.
Remley, are you going to stop now with them wild stories? Ate the landlady's arm.
All right, so I'm only kidding.
Well, that's better. Now, look.
I'd like you to come over sometime and meet Wingy.
Look, Remley, cut it out, will you? Now, what are you weak from?
Well, I was ashamed to tell you, but... if you must know, my landlady put me out, and I have no place to live. I'm weak from lack of sleep.
Well, gee, Francis. Why didn't you tell me?
I was ashamed.
Well, if you have no place to stay, you can... well, you can move in with me and Alice until you find something.
No. I wouldn't impose on you and Alice.
But, Frank, I insist. At least stay overnight.
Well, all right, but just overnight. Excuse me. Okay, fellas, you can bring in my four trunks now.
Four trunks just to stay overnight with all that stuff? You could stay here a year.
Gee, thanks, Curly. That means I can spend my sabbatical at your place.
Frankie, look, you're only staying overnight.
Hey, Mr. Remley, where do you want these trunks?
Oh, put them any place upstairs in the master bedroom.
Oh, no, you don't. Put them in the guest room. That is, if you don't mind roughing it, Mr. Remley.
If that's the way you want it, okay. I guess that's life. When a man's down, he gets kicked around.
Nobody's kicking you around. I'm glad to have you live with us. Alice and me will be... Alice. Uh-oh. I gotta tell her.
Well, tell her. That's no problem.
Ordinarily, no, but with you, it is. You know, Remley, you're not the easiest guy in the world to live with. And Alice might object. Let's go ask her anyway.
Why should she object to me? I'm not going to be putting her out. I don't expect her to change her mode of living just for me. I don't want her to do anything that she... Curly, what's all that racket?
That's not racket. Alice is practicing her song for the show. She practices every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
And every day.
Every day, too? Curly, while I'm here, that'll have to
stop. Stop? Why?
I take a nap every afternoon, and I can't be disturbed. I don't mind her singing, but can't she do it some other time?
Be quiet, will you, and listen. This happens to be talent.
If you were to ask me who the sweetest one I knew was, I'd say you was. If you were to ask me who my favorite point of view was, I'd say you was. I've got a heart that hollers when you're not close to me. But when you're here, the funny part is my heart is a spherical, lyrical miracle all the day. If you were to ask me who my extra special guy was, I'd say you was. If you were to ask me who my rainbow in the sky was, I'd say you was. Supposing you paid a visit to a certain preacher, suppose you overheard me practicing I do, and you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was, I'd say we was, me and you.
If we were to ask you who the captain of your crew was,
oh, I'd say he was, I mean old Cornpone.
If we were to ask you who the apple of your eye was,
oh, I'd say he was.
Not old Ham Hock.
Yes, old Ham Hock. Sometimes I think he isn't worth the trouble, but when that curly head of his comes into view, then if you should ask me who the happy ones to be was, I'd say we was, me and you.
Hey, Curly, now that Alice is finished, let's go in and tell her that I'm going to live here.
Gee, Frankie, she sounds so happy, I hate to spoil it. Well, I guess we have to tell her. Look, you wait here, I'll go in and break it to her. You know, this situation requires delicate handling.
Okay, Curly.
Alice.
Yes, Bill?
About our empty guest room.
Oh, did Willie mention it to you two?
Mention what?
Well, this morning, Willie said he was getting tired of living alone and hinted that he'd like to move in with us. But I put my foot down. I wouldn't have anyone living with us, including my own relatives. Now, what were you going to say?
Have you seen my Harry Carey knife?
What did you start to say about the guest room?
Oh, with the guest... Well, as long as we have the room, I think we ought to use it. I mean, well, after all, what are we saving it for?
Oh, you know very well what we're saving it for. We plan to have another baby someday. A boy, we hope. And, well, nobody gets that room but my son.
Alice. I got good news for you.
What?
You've just become the mother of a bouncing 185-pound boy. Named Frankie.
Phil, what are you trying to say?
Oh, honey, Frankie's moved in with us. He's going to stay with us. I knew you wouldn't mind, and he's just... Alice, what are you doing?
Looking for your Harry Carey knife. And remember, ladies first.
Oh, honey. It ain't gonna be so bad. Besides, Frankie won't be with us long.
How long?
Oh, just until he finds another job.
You mean for the rest of our natural lives? Phil, he hasn't... Oh, well, if Frankie's in a spot, of course we'll help him out. He can stay.
Oh, gee, Alice, I knew you'd say that. You're a sweetheart. Hey, Remley, come on in.
Okay, Curly.
Hey, Alice says it's okay.
Gee, thanks, Alice. It's nice of you to allow me to stay here.
Oh, that's all right, Frankie. But I'll have to ask you to conform to our household routine.
Routine?
Yes. You see, on account of the children, we have to be very punctual. We have breakfast at 7, lunch at 12, and dinner at 6 sharp. Your room is next to the children, so you won't be able to play your radio after 8, and you'll have to turn your lights out at 9. Do you understand?
Yes, Sergeant. What time do we have bayonet practice?
Don't be a wise guy, Remley.
To go through basic training to live here.
What are you kicking about? At least you'll be able to get out of the barracks at night.
Very true. Well, I better go upstairs and get my clothes out of the trunk.
Okay, I'll go up and help you.
Now, don't be long, Phil. You have to be down at City Hall later to qualify for jury duty.
Oh, Alice, why do you have to remind me? I purposely tried to forget it.
You've been called for jury duty, Curly?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of some way to get out of it. You got any ideas, Remley?
Yeah. Just get down and let him give you the literacy test. That ought to do it.
Mr. Remley. I'm a little tired of people making fun of my lack of education. I went to school. My education may not be complete, but it ain't my fault if Mother had to take me out of Harvard after my sophomore year.
Harvard?
That's a college. I had to leave just before I got my degree. I was working toward a FUD.
FUD?
Yeah, PhD, FUD. Alice, I don't think he believes I went to college.
How could he doubt it? I'll go get you a Phi Beta Kappa key and show him. And I'd better bring your oars, too.
What oars?
Have you forgotten, Philip? Today is the day of the Poughkeepsie Regatta, and you're rowing stroke for dear old Harvard. A roar, roar, roar for Sophomore Phil!
What's the matter with her?
Somebody must have sprinkled paprika in her bubble bath. Hey, Remley, seriously. Now, look, I got to get out of this jury duty.
Why?
Well, because I'm sure that they're picking me to be a juror on a murder trial. The paper said they're selecting the jury this week for that wall bed murder case.
So?
So. I don't want to judge another man's life. After all, I don't know the facts, and them lawyers will confuse me. Oh, there's no sense kidding myself. I'm not too smart.
That's a masterpiece of understatement. Look, Curly, instead of wasting your time trying to get out of jury duty, why don't you read the papers and learn all the facts about the case? If you do that, you can decide whether the guy is guilty or not even before you go down.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, that way I might not even have to waste my time sitting through the trial. I'll just phone in my verdict.
Let's get the papers and decide right now whether this guy is guilty or not.
Well, come on.
Well, Curly, we've read all the newspaper accounts of this wallbed murder. I can't figure out whether this guy did away with his wife or not. What do you think?
My dear Remley, the solution is obvious. After carefully analyzing the evidence and weighing all the facts pertinent in this crime, I have come to the definite conclusion that this man is guilty. Unless, of course, he didn't do it.
Thank you, Sam Spade.
Remley, look. This guy must have done it. Now, he claims his wife accidentally suffocated in a wall bed, but that's impossible.
How do you know it's impossible?
Well, it's gotta be because you... Look, come with me and I'll prove it.
Well, how are you gonna prove it?
Well, look, we got a wall bed in the little room off the hall. Now, I'll show you it's impossible to suffocate when the bed is up.
I disagree.
All right. I'll pull the bed down and show you. We ain't used it in a long time.
Oh. For a minute, I thought you had the harp player in there.
All right, now look. Remley, do you see all the space in the wall?
Yeah.
Now, how could you suffocate?
Look, when you push the bed up into the wall with a person in it, there ain't that much space. Well, I'll prove it. Curly, lie down.
Okay, wait. Remley, I'm going to be the perfect host. You're tired from the lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Lie down.
You think I'm crazy or something? You do it.
I can't. I've got to stay alive to serve on jury duty. You ain't working. You got nothing to lose. Now look, Frankie, one of us has got to lie down on this bed to prove our point. It's evidence.
I don't want to be evidence. All I want
to... Hey, I brought the groceries and... What are you guys doing in this room?
Gentlemen of the jury, I give you Exhibit A.
Yeah. What a wonderful subject to reenact a crime with.
Hey, Julius, there's something we want to talk to you about, kid. Sit down. No, not on the chair, right on the bed.
Yeah, we want you to rest.
Yes, son, we know that you work very hard.
Stop
and...
beating around the bush! What diabolical scheme are you plotting for me now?
Julius, that is an unkind cut. Why should I plot against you? Why, I feel toward you like I would toward my own son. And I love every hair on your pointed little head.
Julius, you misunderstand us. We might have done some things to you that you might consider unnecessarily cruel. But believe me, lad, anything we've ever done to you has been for your own benefit.
You mean like the time you tried to blow me up? How was I supposed to benefit from that?
You were down in the dumps and we were trying to give you a lift.
Look, Julius, we're performing a little experiment and we want you to help us. Now, look, I say if a person gets caught in a wall bed, they can't suffocate. But Mr. Remley says they can.
And all we're asking you to do is let us stuff you in the wall so that we can see which one of us is right.
You expect me to get... Fellas, what did you do with the hammer?
What hammer?
The one you've been banging each other over the head with. You'd have to give me $1 million to get me in that bed.
It's a deal. Here's $2 down, and you get the balance as soon as you suffocate and prove I'm right.
Never mind, Frankie. Let him go. If he don't want to do it, he don't have to. Let's forget it.
All right.
Come on, let's put the bed back up. Help me lift it,
okay.
Will you?
Yeah, it's stuck.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. There's a release lever in the back of the headboard there. Hey, Julius, reach over the bed and release that lever, will you?
Okay. There.
Thanks, kid. I... Hey, Frank. Did Julius go someplace?
He must have. I don't see him around. I wonder if he's...
Hey, you folks, let me out of here!
He is. Hey, where are you, Julius?
You know where I am. I'm in this bed.
Well, shame on you going to bed without brushing your teeth.
you resting comfortably, kid?
How can I be comfortable? I'm standing on my head.
My, my, such a sloppy sleeper. Never mind that. Can you still breathe in there?
Yeah, but I can do a better job outside. Let me out.
Rather a high-strung youngster.
You see, Remley, I was right. He can still breathe. He can't suffocate in there.
No, it's too early to tell yet. I bet you $10 he don't last more than 5 minutes.
Okay, it's a bet. It's impossible for him
You're getting on me. What am I, a roulette wheel?
Julia, stop talking. Conserve the air. I got $10 riding on your nose.
Ignore him, kid. I'm betting on you, too. Inhale deeply. The air is free. Use it up.
Yeah. I don't want to use it up. I want to save this for my old age.
Now, you see, Remley, he ain't having no trouble breathing at all. We might as well let him out. Now, do you give up?
All right, you win. That darn kid, he's living just to make a fool out of me.
Well, that proves my point. Now, when I serve on the jury, I'll know what I'm talking about. I'll be able to convince the other jurors that a person can't suffocate in a wall bed.
Suppose they don't believe you.
Well, I don't. Julius, will you shut up in there? I'm trying to think. There must be some way that I can prove that he... Remley.
Hmm?
I got it. Well, we're all set, Remley.
Right.
Let's get started for City Hall.
Okay. Phil, why didn't you tell me you were leaving? I wanted you to... Phil, what have you got tied on top of the station wagon?
A wall bed? I'm taking it down to City Hall to prove a point.
Let me out here! Let me out! For the last time, let me out of this bed!
Oh, go to sleep, will you? Come on, Remley, let's get
it.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, our Rexall family druggist talks with a rather unusual woman. A woman who admits a fault.
Look, I'm just naturally lazy, and I want an easy way to make sure I'm buying reliable drug products.
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you the easiest way I know. Look for the name Rexall on the label.
Goodness knows, that sounds easy enough. Mm-hmm. But what makes you so sure of Rexall's quality?
Well, now, it would take quite a little time to give you all the reasons. Let's just take one example. You probably use vitamin products, don't you?
Why, yes, I do.
And naturally, you know that over a period of time, most of them gradually lose some of their potency.
Yes, a doctor told me that.
Well, the makers of Rexall drug products fortify their vitamin products so carefully that when you buy them, you can be sure the potency is at least the amount stated on the label. Now, that's only one of the many ways the Rexall people go all out to make sure that their 2,000 or more fine drug products will do faithfully just what you expect them to do. You see, we independent Rexall druggists know this, and that's why we've put the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. The sign tells you that ours are the only stores where you can get these products, and we tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Folks, don't forget to contribute to the American Heart Association. Good night, everybody.
Good night now.
Good night.
The program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. The part of Frankie Remley was played by Elliot Lewis, and Julius was played by Walter Titley. Alice Faye appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. This is Bill Foreman wishing good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.